The big breaking news story today. Five suspects linked to the murder of footballer Senzo Miyiwa appearing in court in Boksburg today. Chaotic scenes at court as the five appeared, some refusing to enter the dock, saying the real people behind the murder aren't appearing because they have money and that they want the nation to know what's going on. The men were arrested yesterday, or so the NPA says, coincidentally on the sixth anniversary of Miyiwa's death in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. The Bafana Bafana goalkeeper killed in Vosloorus at the home of his girlfriend, singer Kelly Khumalo. The state, according to the indictment, which I have read and I have tweeted as well, appearing to stick to that narrative that this was an attempted robbery gone wrong, despite AfriForum saying it was a hit on Senzo. The NPA seemingly accidentally then releasing a document from the investigating officer in this matter, which does seem to show where this case is going, naming Kelly Khumalo in that document. So let's start off with some of the audio from inside court today. And this is one of the accused speaking to ENCA earlier about how they don't believe that they should be in the dock.
Wabiza uthelezi wathi uzochacha yena ngaleli cala wathi uyathinteka namhlanje ubiza thina nangu baba ngikhuluma umuntu okude
So that's one of the accused saying that they don't believe that they are the right people. They shouldn't be in the court. Khumotso Modise, EWN reporter, is in Boksburg for us, joining us now. Khumotso, describe the chaotic scenes today. What exactly happened?
Well, Mandy, I think from the beginning of the appearance today, we had an idea that it would be an eventful day as we saw this courtroom with more security than, you know, we'd usually see police really, filling the courtroom to ensure that the accused make their way into the dock and are safe there before everyone else can be, allowed to relax in the court and for court proceedings to start. Now, as you rightfully say, it was seen that the accused refused to get into the dock, and that's just because they feel they haven't done anything. They believe they're not the people behind Senzo Miyiwa's killing, and they shouldn't even be in court. Of course, in another dramatic turn was that four at least, as far as I could establish, four of the accused do not have legal representation. They were representing themselves in court today, and only accused number two had legal representation. They insisted that they have nothing to hide, and so they don't need lawyers. And also because they're already behind bars, they feel, some of them have been incarcerated for various crimes, and some of them are awaiting trial. They don't think that, having a legal rep is going to help them in any way. Mm. And that's how, we got off to a start in the Boksburg Magistrates Court.
Khumotso, the indictment, which is this terribly worded document full of spelling errors, was then released, which gives an indication of the state's case and this narrative that it was an armed robbery. What did that say?
Well, Mandy, firstly, I think there's a lot of drama around the indictment and whether we should actually be in possession of this document. It was released on the NPA group. I must say that the media got its hands on this document from the NPA WhatsApp group. And then, of course, we distributed it as we would with all other documents. And then we heard how the prosecutor in this case then stood up in court saying that the media should not be distributing this document, but it was already in the public domain. And this, of course, this did add a spanner because they feel that it's a sensitive document that should not be in the public as yet. We saw that Kelly Khumalo, who's the girlfriend of who was the girlfriend of Senzo Miyiwa, is cited she's been listed in this document as having had communication, some kind of communication with the people accused of this murder. We see that there's cell phone records of Ms. Kelly Khumalo indicating her communication with the accused must be obtained as previously indicated. And so I think the NPA has reason to believe, Mandy, that she's been communicating with the suspect. We also saw that, the state has pointed out that it's interesting that EMPD officials, that Ekurhuleni Metro police officials, were used to transport the suspects for confession, and it must be explained why they were used and not the SAPS members. There's also outstanding DNA reports of some of the suspects that must be obtained, and it's been previously mentioned that there was a lender who advanced money to Kelly Khumalo ostensibly to pay hitmen and that this lender was pestering her for the repayment of the loan. And so really, Kelly Khumalo, you know, fingered quite heavily in this document. Makes us wonder, you know, what role she actually played in the murder, if any, of the father of her child, as well as where the state is with their investigation.
Khumotso Modise, we have to leave it there. So many questions raised by this document accidentally released by the NPA today. Communication between the investigating officer and the prosecuting team as well.